Welcome to Big Brothers, Big Sisters of New Hampshire radio show on Manchester Public Radio 95.3. I'm your host, Alyssa Salmon, Director of Communications for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. I bring you guests and new topics each show, highlighting the agency's mission and vision that all children achieve success in their lives. Here with me today to talk about the importance of mentoring is Shirtina Woodard, Special Programs Coordinator with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of New Hampshire. Shirtina, welcome.
Thanks, Alyssa.
So this is a big year for Big Brothers, Big Sisters of New Hampshire, celebrating its 50th anniversary of supporting children across the state. This is huge.
So big. It's fantastic.
So tell me about Big Brothers, Big Sisters and its mission.
Big Brothers Big Sisters aims to serve children facing adversity with mentors, one-on-one mentors with the idea that will change their lives for the better forever.
So when you talk about adversity, what are reasons that children may come into the program?
It's really interesting because there is this preconceived notion that a lot of the children we face come from poverty, come from single family homes, but there's all types of adversity that children are facing, whether it be educational, socially. We have kids in our program that just need a friend, just need somebody to talk to and listen to them.
Do you see a lot of bullying issues?
Absolutely.
Kids coming in because they're dealing with that or not knowing how to deal with that?
Absolutely. We have a lot of children that do get bullied and just need somebody to give them a little bit of confidence, give them a little bit of help in how to deal with that.
So what are some of the skills, like what are the benefits of having a mentor?
There are so many benefits to having a mentor. I hear a lot of my biggest help me raise my confidence, my biggest help me with my homework, my biggest help me learn to understand my emotions and how to deal with them.
And that's big. I mean, for any child, understanding
Absolutely.
How to deal with their emotions, how to make sense of those emotions, and making positive choices in their lives.
Right.
You talked about raising confidence. I mean, what child couldn't use a mentor to help them raise their confidence? We could have used a mentor.
Absolutely. I feel like I could have used somebody, like you said, to help me raise my confidence. And you have children that just are shy. They don't. In terms of adversity, they aren't facing poverty or anything at home. They just don't know how to express themselves, and they have bigs that just reassure them that what they're saying is fine, that it's okay to talk out loud in class and raise your hand. And so their confidence is built in being able to express themselves to their bigs and to other people eventually.
Excellent. So it's really having that extra caring, supportive person in their life. It's a mentor, but it's really a friend.
Absolutely. We all of our mentors become friends to their littles, especially when you are hanging out with a child. You end up kind of figuring out that you're not a parent, you're not a teacher. You become more of a friend to them.
Excellent. So you are a special programs coordinator. Tell me about your role.
I like to say that I do everything. I do the enrollment, so the interviewing of the little and the big. I do the matching.
Let's go through the steps. So tell me about enrollment.
Okay, so enrollment, if somebody's interested in becoming a big, they can sign up on our website. They can sign up through someone in the agency calling us, and we go through an interview process. We have a pretty lengthy interview in order to know your strengths and talents, what you're interested in a little, your hobbies, and we do the same thing with a little.
So you're asking like what their interests are,
right?
And because you're not just basing people, matching them like first come in, first matched.
Yes, and that's a huge problem in our area. We don't just want to match whoever is next with the person on the waiting list. We want to match based on interests and location because we want our matches to last forever. So after the interview process, we do the matching. So like we said, we do based on interest. So if you like sports, we try to match you with a little who also likes sports. So I do that, and then I support the match, which makes us different. As a mentoring agency, we don't just make the matches. We also support them through their match length.
So when you make the match, they have that first match meeting, and then it's not that they just go off on their own and never to be heard from again. You regularly, consistently check in with the match. Tell me a little bit about that. How frequently is that done?
We check in with our matches after their first match meeting. We check in 2 weeks right after.
Okay.
So that we can see what they did for their first activity and how everybody feels about it. And after that, it's once monthly with the big, the little, and the parent or guardian.
Excellent. Oh, so you're checking base with everyone.
Everyone.
Really feel getting a clear picture of how the match is progressing. And I'm sure from like a safety standpoint as well, it keeps you on top of issues that may be arising and if they just need any support.
Yes, we are always there for our bigs and our littles. Our bigs are often at a loss of what to do with their littles, and our littles are often they want to tell somebody how excited they are to hang out with their big.
Aww.
And the parents really like to know that they have somebody on their side when it comes to parents and guardians, when it comes to the match and what we can do to help them through it.
Excellent. So you're talking to kids on the phone. What are some of the things that they're telling you, like for quotes and things about like what they're doing or how this program is impacting them?
So actually with my position, I get to talk to the kids in person and on the phone.
Okay.
And I hear all the time, my big is my best friend. I have so much fun with my big.
I love that. I love that.
A lot. I have some particular matches in mind, and they say, my big talks to me like I'm a real person. Because when you're young, a lot of people talk to you like you're young. So
right. When this you have someone somebody, that's there just for you.
Just for you. My big loves spending time with me. And some of the younger kids, my big is my BFF. It's super cute.
So, you know, earlier you were talking about it really raising the confidence, raising the self-confidence in a child.
Yeah.
Knowing someone is there just for you to help you through whether it's homework or issues that you're dealing with at school or in your family life, I mean, that is incredibly impactful for a child.
Definitely. A lot of our littles talk about how they didn't feel that they could tell anybody how they were feeling, that they didn't have somebody always there for them. And when the bigs spend an hour with them a week, they feel that that person is there just to listen to them.
Right.
And that really benefits them.
Wow. So what would you feel is the most meaningful part of your job?
Oh, my goodness. So many things. I love that I get to see the matches from beginning to end. I love that I get to meet the big and the little and the parents or guardians and match them together and get to see how they're interacting eventually. I love seeing matches together. It's the best part of my job.
So because you're there from the beginning all the way through that match support, you're really seeing a lot of growth in the matches.
Oh, definitely. I see so much growth. I see from their first match meeting, and the little doesn't talk to the big most of the time.
They come in so shy.
Oh, so shy. We often joke with the bigs that your first car ride may be completely silent, or your first outing may be completely silent. The little may not be comfortable to talk, and then you talk to them 5 months later, and the big says, my little does never stop talking. They tell me about everything.
Well, you know, there's probably some nervousness on the point of the big brother or big sister, too. I mean, it's a new relationship all around.
Absolutely. A lot of our bigs come in, and they're very nervous. They often wonder what they're going to do, how much time they're going to spend, if they can commit to this. And eventually, once again, 5 months later, you hear that they're looking forward to seeing their little as much as the little looking forward to seeing them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, if you're just tuning in, this is Big Brothers Big Sisters of New Hampshire Radio Show on Manchester Public Radio 95.3. I'm your host, Alyssa Salmon, Director of Communications with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I'm here with Shertina Woodard, Special Programs Coordinator with Big Brothers Big Sisters of New Hampshire. So, Shertina, tell me about people come in with, I'm sure, a lot of questions before they want to get involved, before they want to sign up to become a big. I'm sure a lot of the questions, you know, how much money does it cost? How much time? What's the commitment? Can you answer some of those?
So it's free to both the families and the bigs, which is amazing. I mean, a lot of places have membership costs and we don't have those.
Mm-hmm.
And the families feel that they are able to bring their children into these situations because it doesn't cost any money.
So some families maybe have multiple children involved.
We have a lot of families.
Really?
When we do the match support phone calls, we can often check in with one parent and talk about three different matches.
Wow.
It's not uncommon for that.
But that is fantastic. There's no cost.
Absolutely.
To either the big brother or big sister or the littles family.
Yes.
And so with that, you do a lot of fundraising, I'm sure, that goes along with that, because it costs about $1,200 to create and sustain a match for a first year, because there's a lot that goes into that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's huge that you can offer this to families at no cost. And this is significant and life-changing, as you mentioned.
Absolutely. We have so many families that come in and they mention that I couldn't get my child involved in this program because it costs a lot of money. And we have a lot of young college students that just want to give back. And as a college student, I remember not having tons of money. So we do, once we make the match, we do also encourage free to low-cost activities for the matches. So the big doesn't have any financial obligation or any money stressors throughout the match.
Excellent. So there's different programs that exist with your programs here. We have community-based as well as school and site-based. Can you tell me the difference between the two?
Yeah, so community-based is a program where the commitment is 2 to 4 hours, 2 to 4 times a month. And
okay, so 2 to 4 hours, 2 to 4 times a month.
Yep, so it can be as little as 4 hours a month.
Okay.
To as much as 16 hours a month.
Okay. And they get together out in the community.
And they get together out in the community.
Yeah.
We, the big usually picks up the little or meets the little somewhere, and they go out and do something fun, whether it be going to the park, whether going to get ice cream, walking around. And the site-based program and school-based program are typically for our younger volunteers, 15 to 18 and early college students.
So you can be 15 years old and a big brother or big sister.
In our site-based program, yeah.
Okay.
You do have to be a second semester freshman, just mm-hmm. so that you have already transitioned into the fun times of high school.
Right.
But those meet at an after-school program for just 1 hour a week. So it's a four-hour a month commitment, and we're pretty flexible with schedule-wise. We understand that high school and college are pretty busy for you already.
Right. So why might a volunteer choose one over the other? I know you could be, you have to be 18 to be in community-based,
right,
but you could be younger. But if you were older, why might one appeal to you over the other?
The time commitment is a really big thing for a lot of people, although 4 to 6 hours, 4 to 6 times a month doesn't seem like very much. Some people just can't commit to that, so they can commit to the 4 hours a month at a school. It's also a supervised setting for some of our younger volunteers. They have the security of somebody always being there to help them out with their match if they aren't comfortable yet.
And they wouldn't really have to think of things to do because they're at the school.
Yeah,
or
there's
at
always
the site.
Something to do.
So you could do homework. You could go and run around on the playground, play games.
Yeah, they have crafts, they have coloring, and usually the little is very comfortable there, so it kind of makes the match a little bit quicker to ease into because they already have their friends, they already have what they like to do right in front of them. They just bring you along.
Right, and I'm sure a lot of it's just talking, just getting to know each other, playing
games. Yeah, it's actually very cute. I go to the site-based programs often, and I get to see the matches, and I get to do the match meetings there. And we have littles that peek through the door looking at their bigs, and they tell all of their friends, that's my big brother, that's my big sister. And so often they're like, that's my real big brother, that's my real big sister. So it's really cool to see the matches in action at the site-based programs.
So you were talking about the school-based programs, and then you have the site-based. So where are some of the businesses that we have site-based programs at?
So we actually have site-based programs at a couple after-school venues as well, such as Boys and Girls Club and Girls Inc., but we have a couple workplace mentoring programs at CCA Global Partners and Comcast in Manchester.
And you said Girls Inc. as well?
Girls Inc., yeah.
Okay.
And Nashua and Manchester.
Oh, wow. So are they spreading those more across the state? Are they looking to get more companies involved?
We are. We're looking to get as many companies involved as we can. We really find that it's beneficial for young children to see a workplace, something outside of their comfort zone, something outside of their bubble, to know that there's more in life than just what they live in.
Okay. So if a person, if a company wanted to get involved, are there certain requirements that a site-based program needs to have?
It's really just there's a financial investment.
Okay.
There has to be space that's offered for our matches to meet.
Okay.
And just employee time. The workplace mentoring programs are a little different where they meet for about an hour every other week. So it's really only 2 hours of your employee's time to offer for the matches to meet.
Excellent. Now, you're talking a lot about what the littles get out of it, you know, yes. all these benefits to a little. And I know it's not about what the bigs get out of it, but I'm sure you do hear back what big brothers and big sisters are saying about what they're receiving.
Right. A lot of our bigs, as much as we don't focus, we focus a lot on the littles and what the littles get. We like to know what the bigs get out of it. And I hear a lot of, because I work with the college students, that they didn't think that they could look forward to spending an hour a week with a child, or that they didn't think that they would learn more from a child than they've learned from some of their professors in a school year's time. We have littles exposing them to things that they've never experienced, different home lives, diversity. Mm-hmm. And just different cultures that they've never seen. So it's really cool to see that they are learning and taking just as much away from the experience as the littles are.
So it works both ways.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So if you're just tuning in, this is Big Brothers, Big Sisters of New Hampshire radio show on Manchester Public Radio 95.3. I'm your host, Alyssa Salmon, Director of Communications for Big Brothers, Big Sisters here in New Hampshire. And I'm here with Shirtina Woodard from the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of New Hampshire Special Programs Coordinator. We're talking about mentors in the New Hampshire and school and site-based programs specifically. What is the age requirement for children? If you wanted to sign up your child, what is the age range?
So we offer programs for children 6 to 18. If you are in a site-based program, then we usually do 6 to 11, fifth grade, so for kindergarten to fifth grade, most of the time for our site-based programs. But if you're in the community-based program, a child as little, as young as 6 and as old as 18 can enroll.
Excellent. And if you were talking to a parent who may be thinking about signing up their child, what are the benefits? Why should they sign up their child?
I think that a lot of parents get a little defensive when it comes to enrolling their child in the program where they'll be spending time with another adult.
Okay,
but it really is just a supplemental program.
There's no replacing.
Right. We often tell our volunteers, and they're well aware that they aren't the parents. They respect what the parents get, but the volunteer has time that the parent may not be able to give, whether it's they have other siblings, whether they're working a couple full-time jobs. There's another person that wants to give a little extra time and attention to your child.
And like you said, it's that time and attention focused just on your child.
Individually,
and
right.
And I can see how parents would want that, because if they can't give it, here's somebody else in their lives that can be that positive role model as well.
Yeah, and like I said, there's no negative stigma with it at all. It's a lot of just supplemental attention that the child may just not be getting, whether it be at school because there are a lot of kids in their classes. And so it's just somebody that wants to give that one-on-one attention to the child.
Excellent. So for the businesses, the companies that you have involved currently, site-based programs, why might some businesses want to get involved? I'm sure it's great for their employees.
Right. A couple of the companies that we work with, they often say, they go by the motto, when you have inspired employees, you have a positive workplace. And when we have the littles that come in and sure some of the other employees know, they walk by and say, oh, it's Monday, because the littles are very loud and they are having lots of fun, and the excitement that they bring to the workplace just explodes throughout the offices. Littles... we have bigs, people who are not bigs that want to be involved, just don't feel that they can give the time commitment, but are involved in setting up crafts, setting up snacks, because they just get so excited when the little show up. They just know that that there's just going to be a huge amount of positivity coming in the door.
And the employees see firsthand the impact that they're having on these children's lives, because they see them regularly.
Right. We have littles that come in to see their bigs and right away go in their office and tell them about their whole week, because they don't have anybody else that would listen, that wants to sit and listen or has the time to sit and listen for an hour about how their week is going. So other employees can see, oh, it's Monday afternoon, I know that blah, blah, blah is busy with their little, and they're going to be busy for that whole hour because the little loves the one-on-one attention.
Oh, my gosh. I get goosebumps.
Oh, yes. It's so sweet. It's so sweet.
Oh. So, Shirtina, you're a big sister.
I am.
Excellent. How long have you been matched?
Just a few months, but it feels like forever. We're the best of friends.
I've seen pictures of the two of you. It's like you're mini me.
Oh, yeah. We're twins. It's so funny. Her mom... always jokes, she's, if I show anyone the picture, it looks like you're her mom and I'm not.
So tell me about your match. Describe your little.
Well, her name's Calissa. She is, she's 8 years old, but she's taller than me. So I often forget that she is only eight. Oh no, she just turned nine. Huh? She would be so mad if I knew that, if I didn't say that. She's really into marine biology. So we're going on a Big Brothers Big Sisters event, a match activity to deep sea fishing. She's very, very smart. She reads.
Wait, that's a huge opportunity.
Oh, it's huge. I think it's a huge value. I don't even know what the exact amount is.
There's matches across the state.
Matches across the state that are going. We actually have a waiting list. 30 matches are going, and 10 of them are on a waiting list to go. She is beyond excited. She has taken out books from the library about deep sea fishing, and of course, I don't know very much about deep sea fishing. So luckily, on this trip, they have people to help us. But she is so incredibly smart. She loves everything about the ocean. That's
wonderful. Yeah, Coastal Conservation Association is putting that on. Right. Yeah. Oh, that's just fantastic. So have you been going to the library and taking out books?
She has been doing it at school. When we spend time together, she likes to just sit and talk. She has an older brother, and her older brother says he's very mean to her. I don't really know if that's true, but that's what she says. And so she and her mom works a lot, so she doesn't get a lot of one-on-one at home. So when we're together, we go to a coffee shop and she gets hot chocolate and we sit and chat, or we go to the beach, and we have pretty low-key activities. She's not really a girly girl, or she's not very eccentric. We're just kind of both very calm and just like to hang out.
Yeah. And you said those low-key meetings. I mean, that's where the relationship is built. It's not built on the, you know, the big thrilling things. It's the day-to-day just hanging out, getting together, talking about her day.
And she doesn't even it's really shocking, because I think a lot of people, when they become a big, are worried about their littles asking them for things. And we hear more often than not that the little doesn't ever ask. They just ask for your time. Calissa definitely would much rather spend 500 hours with me than me spending $500 on her.
Right. Right. Now, we talked earlier about your role in match support and the role of, match support in the agency and touching base with not only the little and the little's family, but also the big brother or big sister. What's your perspective from the other side? How has match support been there for you?
It's really funny, because when my match support specialist calls me, I know all the answer. I know all the questions she's going to ask, because I ask them just the same amount as she does. But it's really interesting when somebody's asking you how things are going with your match, and how things, if any problems that are coming up, and things that I feel like I can handle, I just can't. I ask my match support specialist, I'm like, what should I be doing about this? Is she upset with me about this? And I should know how to handle them, and I do know how to handle them, but I just really like the support from someone else helping me and giving me the steps to get through some of these issues we have.
So that's critical. The role of match support is critical. Excellent. So what do you think makes a good big brother or big sister?
I honestly think that everybody has something to offer to a child. And like we have mentioned over and over again, it's not a financial thing at all. You don't have to have a ton of money to be a great big brother or big sister. You just have to have some time. You have to be a positive influence. And just fun. You just want to have fun with a child and become a kid again. A lot of our matches say it's really fun for 4 hours a month to become 8 years old again and play games and do puzzles.
And it's a one-year commitment.
Right.
But most matches go much longer than that.
Absolutely. A lot of our matches, initially, they get a little worried about the one-year commitment. I don't know if I can commit to a year. And then after a year comes up or 6 months, they are like, wow, I want to do this forever. I've had matches on my second week say, can I be matched with this same little for my 4 years of college and beyond?
And the answer is yes.
Obviously. Everybody should be matched forever.
Well, this is the Big Brothers Big Sisters of New Hampshire radio show on Manchester Public Radio 95.3. I'm your host, Alyssa Salmon, with Big Brothers Big Sisters of New Hampshire. Here talking today to Shirtina Woodward, Special Programs Coordinator with Big Brothers Big Sisters of New Hampshire. So for people considering becoming a big, you call them bigs?
Bigs, yeah.
What would you want to tell them, Shirtina?
I'd want to tell them it's so much fun. I always joke around with some of my bigs, and because I work with the college and high school students most often, I ask them what they do with an hour. And I often hear them say, we go on Facebook, we go on Instagram, we watch a show on Netflix. And I truly mean it when I say with an hour a week, you can be changing a child's life. You don't realize the impact you're making until I let you know 2 months later that the little things that their hour with you is the best part of their day every week.
Wow. So tell me more about that impact. What are some of the life-changing stories that you hear in Match Support that give you goosebumps, that you just can't believe that it's made such an impact on their life?
I mean, almost every story I hear, I could think of a million. I mean, we only have a half an hour time slot, but I can. I have one in particular. I have a big who was matched with a little. The little has been trying to get in the community-based program, but he's a male, and we often have a lot of males. We don't have as many male volunteers as we do little. So the grandmother was okay with the site-based program, and the little is extremely well-versed. He talks like he's 55 years old. I always joke with him that he's older than his years, and he pulled me aside to tell me that if I had never met my big brother, I wouldn't be able to talk to my classmates like I do now. And he says that it's funny, we had mentioned bullying earlier, that he was bullied and now he knows how to deal with it because his big was bullied growing up. And so when you hear stories like that, you just think spending that 1 hour a week that you're really not doing, what am I doing? I'm spending an hour, that this big has truly changed this little's life forever because of the confidence he's built with him and the coping mechanisms he's helped him through.
Wow. So here you have a child enrolled in the program who's suffering, mm-hmm. suffering because of bullying issues, and right. he confides in his big brother
yep.
that he's dealing with this and how best to deal with it. And here you have a big brother who dealt with the same thing.
Yeah.
So you can give him the tools.
Absolutely. The big brother has a large birthmark, so he was bullied physically about his physical appearance, and the little is bullied because he's so shy and only has a grandmother at home. So they had different bullying experiences, but they've worked together to teach a little that you don't have to, these kinds of things can help you get through this and how to deal with them. It's been amazing. They are an amazing match.
Wow. I love that. So you have a waiting list.
We do have a waiting list, sadly.
Well, how many kids do you have on this?
We have about 300 kids in our waiting list.
And that's across the state.
That's
too big.
It is.
We need more mentors.
Absolutely. We need a lot of mentors, and we need a lot of male mentors. We have a lot more female mentors than we do male mentors.
Okay, so males don't tend to volunteer as often doing this. So what you're saying is you have 300 children currently across the state, more males, more boys than girls needing a mentor. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners about Big Brothers Big Sisters?
I mean, I truly believe in our mission, and I get to see the immediate outcome that comes from being a big and from a child having a big. And I think that the impact is incredible, and I think that everybody has something to give to a child, and just figuring out what it is and making the time commitment is extremely beneficial to all.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Shortina, for coming in and joining us here today.
Thank you.
For more information, you can go to the website, bbbsnh.org, or you can email info@bbbsnh.org. You can find out more information about becoming a big brother or big sister yourself, or you can find out more information about enrolling your own child in our programs. Shortina, thank you so much for coming in. Be on the listen for more segments on Big Brothers, Big Sisters of New Hampshire, becoming a mentor and its impact, and how you can get involved. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening in. This is Alyssa Salmon, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of New Hampshire. Whose life will you change?